Shalom and good morning. Blessed be the name of our Lord. This morning, I want to thank God for his goodness and his faithfulness upon our lives. He has given us yet another time that we can come and listen through the word of God, the word of truth. We are looking into a very important session of the word of God. We want to focus on Jesus, second claim of I am. Jesus' second claim of I am. You see, the first one, he said, I am the bread of the world. I am the bread of the world. That one we already saw. And we said that this is one of the needs of the travelers, people who are traveling from one place to another one, and they are moving from earth and they're going to the destinations of heaven, and they are walking on Jesus Christ, as we saw when Jesus was able to tell it to Nathaniel. And the other one, we discovered Jesus, he did not say that I am, but he claimed that he is the one who can quench our thirst. And he said, anyone who is thirsty, come and drink from me. And every time he claimed and he gave himself to be who he claimed to be, he said, once you are complete, or once you plug into what he says he is, like when he says he is the waters of life, if we believe in that, he says, rivers of living water shall flow from us. But now today, we discover him, Jesus, now saying that I am the bread of life. Very, very important. And I think it would be good for us just to understand what Jesus meant. This is after he was able to fight or come to the rescue of a woman who was accused of adultery, who was put in the valley of the shadow of darkness and the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus came and brought her up, and Jesus came and speak on her behalf. Jesus came and lit on her behalf there where she was, and her accusers, you know, went away very, very ashamed. We discover that this valley of the shadow of death is the valley of shame, is the valley of fear, is the valley of guilt, is the valley of poverty, of feeling the sense of poverty and scarcity, is the valley of low self-esteem. We keep on talking about this as we continue. But Jesus is able to help us thrive even when we are here. You see, David speaking in Psalms 23 said, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, David did not even say that Jesus can remove me. Yes, Jesus is able to remove us from the valley of the shadow of death and darkness. But if David also said something very profound, that even if we are walking and we are there, we can fear no evil. We cannot fear anything. I told you it is a valley of fear also. But for the woman, it was the valley of shame. But David says we can thrive, we can serve, we can become great even when we are there. But Jesus, people accused him of saying that. But Jesus said in verses 12, John 8, 12, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you'll have the light that leads to life. You see, when Jesus says that he is the light of the world, this is very, very powerful. He claimed that this is my identity. To all the people who walk in this valley, I am your light of the world. I am the light that will help you. But then he says, even if you are in the valley of the shadow of death, if you follow me, even when you are there, you won't have to walk in darkness. This is very important. It is not, the problem is not us being in the valley of the shadow of death. The problem is who took us there. That's not even the problem. The problem is not that even the religion or the Pharisees had put the woman there. But the greatest problem is not knowing that even though your enemies are there, Jesus is there to give you light. Jesus is there to light us there. But he's also now giving the testimony that I am the light. I am the light of the world. I am your light when you're there. But he says, if you follow me, and this is the key thing we are talking about, if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. So you see, walking in darkness is our choice. May God help us. When people walk in darkness, it's their choice. It's a choice. Yes, darkness has already enveloped the world, but also the light has already been revealed. But the light claim or give a testimony that is the light is there. If we live in a house that is full of darkness, but it has the power, but it has light, but we don't switch it on, it's our choice. We can group in darkness, but we can also be able to light it, to light that house. We switch on. But Jesus is now saying, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, if this woman follows me, if other women, because the church is the spirit of a woman, is the bride of Jesus, if we follow our Lord Jesus, we won't have to walk in darkness. This is very powerful. This morning, let's get to know that there are things that Jesus is saying. He is the light of the world, but if we follow him, you see, it is choice. If you follow me, not that you must follow me. It's a choice. It's voluntary. If you follow me, Lord, I choose to follow you. Then there's a promise. You won't have to walk in darkness. This is the other benefit, that I will not walk in darkness. I walk in the light. And even when the light comes, I walk in the light even today. But then he says, because I won't walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. In other words, when we believe Jesus is the light of the world, and we have already plugged into him, we become a dynamo. We become a transformer. We become a step down transformer. We connect to this light of the world. And the good thing is that we will light the world. We will light our paths. Jesus is going to light our path once we connect to him, once we believe in him. And we will not walk in darkness again. But we will lead, we'll have the light that leads to life. In other words, this life we have, this life of shame will be converted into the life of honor. This life of fear because of the light of Jesus will be converted into the life of courage. Still in that valley, this light of poverty, if we connect with Jesus, will be turned into become, you know, the light of abundance. We know that we are rich because we have Jesus. This light, this life of feeling that we have low self-esteem will be converted into the life of being so courageous and so confident in our Lord Jesus Christ. We will not go in guilt again. We'll have even the joy of the Lord here. But that is if we only believe in Jesus. So Jesus gave a testimony of who he is. And then he said that my testimony is true because my Father gives the testimony. In that testimony of Jesus, he said he gave his identity of who he is. And we know, and he also gave the purpose to why he came. He came to give us the light of the world. And as days continue, we'll be able to get more of that self-testimony of Jesus Christ. We'll get to know how does Jesus give his testimony so that we can believe in it. The bad is for tomorrow and the days to come. Father, help us to believe in your testimony. Help us to know that your testimony is true, the testimony of Jesus being the light of the world. Help us to believe in your testimony and help us to walk in this testimony that you are the light of the world. And help us to make sure that this light is connected to us as we believe in you. And we will not walk in darkness. Father, we choose to follow you this morning. I choose to follow you this morning. In my dark times today, I will not walk in darkness. I choose to follow the light, and I'm going to become the light of the world. This light is going to light is my road. It's going to light areas of my darkness, and I will not be stumbled because the light of the world will be there with me. In Jesus' name we pray.